Today's daf is daf lamed tet in Masechet Sanhedrin. We're up to the fourth parak, Echad Dinei Mamonot, and we're holding right at the bottom of lamed tet amud beit. We just talked about the Pirkei de Rabbi Meir and the way that he used to give a lot of time, one third to Agarata and one third into Mishalim. And Rabbi Yochanan today on the bottom line begins discussing the Mishalim of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that you should know that Rabbi Meir had more than 300 of these stories. Shalosh Meot Mishalot Shualim, in Derech of Aesop's fables, the fox fables, very entertaining at the time. So Rabbi Meir used to have 300 of these fox stories. Ayala the Rabbi Meir, Va'anu Inlanu Ela Shalosh. We only know three, some have a Girsa Echad, because it's really one long story that addresses three separate psukim. So one of them is the one pasuk that's referred to as Avot Yochlu Bosa, Vishinei Banim Tikena. The fathers are the ones who eat the grapes that are not yet ripened, and the poor children's teeth are the ones that are set on edge, which really, in the story, becomes part of the pasuk of Moznei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, Yelachem, and which ends up with the pasuk of Tzadik Mitzara Nechelat. So the Tzadik is taken out of his tough situation. Vayavo Rasha Tachtav. And in his place sits the Rasha. So Rabbi Meir used to, the Gemara doesn't even bother discussing what the story is because they figure you know this story. But the story is, the way that the Mashal went is that the fox had, trying to get rid of his enemy, this comes off of the, you know, Looney Tunes cartoons, he said, the fox, and the wolf are always fighting. So the fox has this brilliant idea, the wolf comes after him, the fox says, listen, you listen to me, I have a great idea of where to get some fantastic food. Because the Jews, every Erev Shabbat, they make the most incredible things. And if you go help them out, you go into the chotzer where all the Jews are baking, and then you go help them out, and they'll share this udah with you. So, of course, the wolf breaks into the chotzer over there, and everybody comes at him with guns, with sticks, and with rocks, throwing it at him. So he's furious, comes after the fox, and he tells the fox, so this was all a trick. I said, what are you talking about? What happened? What happened? He says, they came. Ah, he says, that's because your father once went in there and tried to steal the food. So the wolf says, what, that's my father, this is me, says the fox to him, listen, avot yochlu basar, v'shinei banim tikena. So then, then what happens? He says, all right, but now I'm after you. So the fox says, oh, no, I have a great idea. I could show you where there's amazing food. This also is a story that shows up in a lot of Mishnei Shualim all over the world, in which the famous story of the piece of cheese and the water, where the fox comes along, takes the wolf to the edge of the sea, and over there, not the sea, the stream, and there's two buckets there, which people use to bring up water. While they bring up one, the other one goes down. And they would use the two buckets as a constant filling and refilling. So the fox jumps into one, comes all the way down, goes, the water fills up the bucket, and the wolf says, well, what are you doing down there? He says, it's fantastic cheese here, it's great, take a look. And he shows him the moon reflecting out of the water. So the wolf says, how do I get down there? So he says, oh, it's easy, same way I got down. Hop into the bucket, and the bucket will take you down. So he hops into the bucket, and he goes down there. And so now the fox, of course, comes up to the top. So he's pulled out. So he says, well, the wolf asks him, okay, now how do I get up? So he says to him, well, tzadik mitzara nechalatz v'yavor rasha tachtav. You know, I'm the tzadik, so I get out. Now the rasha took my place. And he says to him, doesn't it say the pasuk Moznei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek, which clearly means that the weights are built on the tzedakah. So you obviously were meant to be taking my place. Anyway, that was the cute story. But getting on now to the type of interrelationships we talked about before, the Dhamma Shitashiv Lapikoras, and the way in which you need to know how to answer. So sometimes you got to get yourself into a humorous state to be able to deal with these people. So Amalei Kofel Rabbi Gamliel. So what this mean says to Rabbi Gamliel, Eloheichem Ganavu. A lot of the times where they would change, various places where mean would become Siddiqui, or where Kesar, which was a gears over here, became Kofar, and depending on where you were, the censor had to do various tricks. Anyway, so apparently in early gears was the Kesar. We'll see later on that there were interactions between Rabbi Gamliel and the Kesar. So anyway, Rabbi Gamliel is asked by this Kofar, Eloheichem Ganavu, clearly your God is a ganav. He doesn't know how to do things openly. So he puts Adam to sleep, and then he does an operation like the Jews and the Palestinians. You know, Rale Barte. So the daughter of the Caesar often shows up to be it. So she wanted to become Jewish, which was very common in Rome in those days. So Shafke, you leave him. I'll take care of this. So I'll handle it. Ana Mahadrinale. So she says to her father, "Tnuli duku sechad. I need a duke to be a judge." Amar la, what happened? Amalek, who do you need to sue? Oy, she says, it was a disaster. Listim bo elinu alayla. We were actually burglarized tonight, and not lumimenu kitoncho kesev. They took my silver pitcher, and instead they leave a crummy kitoncho zahav. So they leave a golden pitcher. Omar la, so he says, "Oh, well, I wish they'd come every night. That would be great." What do you need a policeman to take care of that for? So she says to him, "Omar la, v'loya fellow la damari shonshinat lumimenu tzilachat v'nadulo shivchale shamsho." I mean, listen, it costs him one rib, but he gets this, you know, full-time living maid. Omar la, nachi kamina. That's exactly what I was saying, says the Kesar to her. If it's such a good deal, what do you have to put him to sleep for? He should say straight out, "Listen, I want to make you a good deal. There's something fishy about this deal." Omrale, so she says to him, "Icily to the bistro, bring me a piece of meat, a side of meat." So Itela, he brings her, yeah, it's dripping blood, looks like a mess. Otish takes it, uti toti bachra. And afikta omrle achol mihai. So she takes, she puts it inside of the coals that are still hot. And then she takes it out and she says, "Here, eat some of this." It's disgusting. Easily. Omrle, it's exactly it. You're not supposed to see the whole process, you know. Adam arishonami. Avishakli bade avame easily. If he would have seen the operation, he wouldn't have been too happy, you know. Omrle, kofel Rabbi Gamliel. Yadana Elohaicha, Mike Ovid, you know, we have our theologians, and we can tell you exactly what God is doing at this moment. So, itnagit ve'itnach, and Rabbi Gamliel's talking to him, and he looks miserable, and he's kvetching, and he's moaning. Omar le, what is your problem? You usually look like a happy guy. Omar le, I'll tell you, ben echad yeshli b'karchei ayam, I got a kid overseas, and I don't know what's going on with them. I haven't received a letter in a long time. Yeshli gaguim alav, I'm really worried about him. I miss him. Do me a favor, now that you're here, b'ino d'machvit le ne'ala, you have Skype, don't you? I want to talk to him. Amre, what do I know about your son? Mi adina echanami? I mean, you're kidding. You know what's going on this planet, but you know what's going on up in the sky. That's amazing. Amalei Kofel Rav Gamliel. K'tiv moneh mispar lakochavim. So God counts the stars. I mean, I also know how to count, you know. My rabuti, ana matzino lemim nekochavi. I could do the same thing. So Rav Gamliel brings him some chavushim. Shadinu barbilei puts it out in his basket. And he starts twisting the basket. He says, "Okay, start counting." I mean, okay, hold on a sec, stop moving. Omale Ukabino, Omale, I don't know, the sky's always moving too, you know. You're gonna have to learn how to keep count. Omale Rikianami Okiadra. Ikanami Okha Omale. Manali Kochavi. The others say the story was that the Min told Rabbi Gamliel, "I want to know the number of," he says, "I know the number of stars." How many teeth do you got? So he sticks his fingers into his mouth. He starts counting. And kamani lo amalei. You don't even know what's in your own mouth. I love these guys who know everything that's going on. You know, you can see clearly in the Pasuk that there are obviously different energies in creation. Misha bara harim, lo bara ruach. Because look, it says, kine yotzer harim uvore ruach. So clearly you've got a yotzer up there and a bore up there. And, you know, you can't just take it all as this unity you guys believe in. Elamei ata, so he asks him, and what by Adam? We also find it says Vayivra and it says Vayitzer. I mean, you could say there were two different now entities that create a human. Achinami bishu barazeh lo barazeh. You take one square tefach on a human being, tefach al tefach yeshbo ba'adam, and you can have shnei nekavim yeshbo. So you can have now two different creators within one square tefach. Misha barazeh lo barazeh. By the same analysis, anote ozen halo yishbaim yotzer ayin halo yabit. So you have a notea of the ears, and you've got a yotzer of the eyes, and you're saying that everything is by a different entity. Omalayin, that's exactly what I'm saying. Oh, says Rav Gamliel, what an amazing thing that b'sha'at mitaku lanit paisu, all of a sudden the whole organism dies. You know what that must take to get all these guys together to make the decision that they're all going to cancel? So, okay, I guess it figures. These were normally Zoroastrians, and they have this dualism. So, mipalgacha le'iloi de'hurmiz, and mipalgacha le'tatoi de'ahurmiz. It doesn't really make much sense. That's Rashi's gear, so where really it should be that the holy powers really take the upper half of the body. The Rabbi Natan is a girsa in which both of them have the no olive attached to them, but rather one is Hurmiz and one is Hurmin. Now Hurmiz is like Ifra Hurmiz, which is a lashon of beauty. We always say Hurmiz means chayim, and Hurman is always is bad because that's the Hurman bar liliata. That's the name of a shade. It's a demon. So what he was saying is that for your upper half, you as a human, so you belong to the gods, but from the lower half, you belong to the demons. So he says, it's amazing because I can't believe that Hurmiz allows Hurmiz to lay down pipelines through his territory, you know? I mean, there's a lot of plumbing in there. I have a great idea, says Caesar. I think we should all become one great nation, as it says. Being as the Messiah has already come, as you may not know, it's time for unity, peace on earth, I bring you the good tidings. On my land, he says to Caesar, he says, that's an excellent idea. There's only one way to handle this, though, because we're already circumcised. We got no way to put that back on, you know, but you guys have an easy way to take it off. So how about you take it off? Okay. So, we can no longer be like you. But you can be like us. So go ahead, all of you can get yourselves a brit milah and become gerim, and then you can be all be one. So Caesar says, you know, that's a very good answer, smart aleck. There's only one problem. People who give these kind of smart answers to the Caesar get thrown to the lions. Send him into the vivarium. So they do. Nobody does any harm to him at all. And he's just sitting there walking around having a good time. So Reb Tanchum is sticking out his tongue at the Caesar. So there's one of these Christian fathers over there who's been giving all the orders in the back. So Omele Ahuminai. Well, obviously they're not hungry, you know. So hi de loch lua mishum de loch coffee. He said, all right, we'll throw you in. They threw him in, all right. They ate him very quickly, huh? So shadyu alay lady day viach lua. Amalek Kofila Rabbi Gamliel. So the Kofila says to Rabbi Gamliel, Amrito Kobe Asara Shkinta Sharia. You know, it's amazing. You guys got these little minyanim in every miklat, and every place you get a minyan, you say the Shekhinah is there. It must be an awful lot of Shekhinahs. You know, Zekama Shekhinta Yika. So Kaya Lashame. So he calls now the guy who's the valet of this kofar, and he smacks him on his neck, and he says, you know, Mokabe Be'afatka. He says, what kind of chutzpah? You don't have to take care of your master. I mean, why do you allow Amayol Shem Shebebet to the kofar? Why are you allowing the sun in to fade the furniture? And Omay, what are you? Shimsha Kuli Almanecha. It's not my fault. Sun shines all over the earth. So he said, Nu, Ma Shimsha the Chad bin Elef Alfe Ribo Shimsha Krikami Kuchubrichu Necha Lukuli Alma. Shkinta the Kuchubrichu Alachat Kamava Kama. You got this one little tiny meaningless star that manages to light up a whole planet. You're worried about that Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Come on. The other one said, "Omele Uma Mina L'Rabbi Avo Eloheichem Gachakano." I see God is a real clown. The Omele LeYecheska. First he tells Yecheska, "Shkava Tzitcha Smoli," and then he says, "V'shachavta Tzitcha Yemini." He's got nothing else to do but to put poor Yecheska through his paces. Ata Utalmida Omele. Meanwhile, a Talmud of his walks in, Talmud of Rabbi Avoh walks in, says to him, "My time at the Shviata, explain to me why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh on Shemitah." Omar Le, you know what? I might as well say one answer that's good for both of you. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ziru Sheish, Vashmitu Sheva, Kirdei Sheteidu Sheharet Sheli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to be Zorea 6 year and to leave the 7th year fallow in order that you should know to whom the earth belongs and who gives the orders. But they didn't do that. And because of that, galu. Now look, binagosh alolam, melech basar v'dam shesachalav medina. I mean, you guys find on the earth, you find somebody rebels against the king in one country. He wipes out the population. I don't need this place. I mean, if he's got a lot of racham, a very humane leader, he'll only kill half the people. So if he's got this immense, really a person with a great deal of empathy and love, so he only takes the leaders, Biyasuri, and he tortures them to be mechaper. Avkaf HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi'aseret Yisrael et Yecheska. Kidei l'marek avonoteyam shal Yisrael. You're right. He's putting Yecheska through his paces. But why is he doing that? To be a mechaper for Yisrael. Omele ahumi no l'Rabbi Abo. Eloheichem Kohenu. It's clear that God is a Kohen because it says v'ikhuli truma. So the truma is supposed to be given to me. Now, I got a little problem because he went ahead and buried Moshe. So, okay, now, and I can hear that Moshe maybe had a din of a son, so maybe God's not a Kohen Gadol, he's allowed to be Metame for his son, but how in the world did he go into the mikveh? That's my problem. He wouldn't fit. See, okay, but how did he get Tahor? So, see, Kavre LaMoshe B'mai Tovil, where did he go into the mikveh? V'chitema B'mai as well, yeah. Maybe he went into the Yama Gadol. V'akti Mima Dad B'Sha'alo Maim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, took the whole yam in the cat, held it in his, he's got the whole world in his arms, so how is it possible he should fit into there? Omar Le, you don't understand, he goes to a mikvah of fire. V'nura tavo, d'ktiv kinei Hashem be'esh yavo. So the min esim, wait a minute, there's no halach of tefillah in fire, this is not a kosher tefillah. U'misalka tefiluta v'nura. So Rabbi Abba said, on the contrary, Amalei Adarabba, Iker Tvila to Benura. It's clear that the main halach of Tvila is in a mikvah fire. Because it says, Kol Asher Lo Yavo Be'esh Taviru B'mayim. You know, if it can't go through the fire, so then you can put it into a mikvah. Amalei Ahumina Rabbi Avina. K'tiv Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz. Very special people. What's the big special? Ma'ariv Utayu. Atonami Arvitu Ba'adan. God puts us all together. Kol Agoyim, I'm surely Kol is a ribuy to include even Yisroel. Omar Lei, Miditchu, you don't have to come to my Bible. You know, you guys have a famous Navi, guy by the name of Bilam. And he, Asidu Alon, he already testified about us. Because after all, the chtiv uva goyim lo yitchashav. He says they're not included in goyim. So this kol goyim kain negdo. He himself says limuute Yisrael. So what's your kasha, Rabbi Elazar Rami? Chtiv tov Hashem lakol, uchtiv tov Hashem lekovav. So is it lakol or is it lekovav? The Marsha understands this to be a reference to the previous diak also, as part of an answer to the min. So there's some ways in which there's a kol, some ways in which there's a unique relationship to kovav. Something mashal, l'adam sheyesh lo pardes. So the guy's got an orchard. Kishum mashket kulo. So he turns on the faucet, the water. The water goes to everyone. Good trees, bad trees. They start there and water each thing separately. So to an HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives now the water, the mezainas of the world, everybody's nana from that. But then when it comes, kishu oder, now it comes to the specific things that he has to take care of each individual separately. So now it becomes, it's a question, you know, there are tovim shebeh. Obviously there are things that are unique and things that are given to all. You can never ask that kind of question. So to Yisrael, in the sense of their being unique, and Bagoyim lo yitchashav. That's true. Lo yitchashav means you won't take away from their schar and olam haba because that's for free, because it's just ancillary zechut. The whole world has been given rain. They'll also have that rain, but that's a deduct from their zechuyas. Leficha kol achad ve'achad tzarich lomar b'shvili nivra olam, and so on and so forth. So there's something that's great about each individual, and this is, by the way, from Ma'ayim ala Hedim, and this is interesting because, I mean, it's saying kol achad v'achad. And yet, as we'll see in tomorrow's perek in Tanakh, v'yavor harina b'machaneh, and so the news goes around. Now, it doesn't say rina, it says harina. This is when Achav was killed, he bleeds to death at the end of the battle. The word gets out that he's dead. So it says the rina goes around, and they hear that the king is dead. So what's the harina? Omer bacha bar chanina. That's because it says ba'abod rishaim rina. Because the Edom, remember the end of the Mishnah, the Edom say, so why should we get involved? Or malon lachuv bedamo shel zeh? Ends the Mishnah. No, it says ba'abod rishaim rina. So you're not on the side of good when you try to get the death penalty abolished. On the contrary, ba'abod rishaim rina. So here we find that when it comes to Achav, it says harina. Which rina is that? It says Rav Acha bar Chanina. There's only one place where we find rina as an idea that could be referred to with the Hei Yediyah, and that is in the destruction of rishaim, which is ba'abod Achav ben Omri rina. Wait, you're saying that God is really happy at the destruction of rishaim? Is in fact HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy when Rishayim die? V'achtiv, does it not say that B'tzeit lifnei ha'chalutz V'omrim hodu l'Hashem ki le'olam chasdo? That's weird. Every time it says hodu l'Hashem, it says hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. So how come by Yehoshaphat, when he was fighting out the Ammonim, and these are certainly not decent people, it says, Hodol Hashem, Kilo Olam Chasdo. So Mipnei Ma, says Rabbi Yonatan, Mipnei Ma lo ne'amar b'hoda'a zo kitov. So striking that it's missing, because you can't say it's tov. L'fi she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu sameach b'matpalatan shel rishaim. So what are you going to say? Hodol Hashem, because something good has happened, that we've destroyed all these people. If Hashem doesn't feel it's tov, so why are you being mishabechim on his tova? That's a terrible thing to say. Because Hashem does not view the falling of Ammon to be good. So how can you say that it's such a good thing? And as Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman points out, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, my dichtiv back by Kriyat Hayam, it says, V'lo karav ze'al ze'kol halayla, What does that mean? That there was no kirva. What's the ze laze? So the velor karav ze laze kol alayla is a reference to the malachei asharet. Botasha bikshu malachei asharet lomar shira lifnei hakadosh baruch hu. So they wanted to say shira, that the Egyptians are being destroyed. Omar la makadosh baruch hu, what's the matter with you guys? Maasei yadai tov in bayam vatem omrim shira lefanai. So therefore, there was no shira on that night. So there was no karav zelazet. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, the meaning of the Mishnah ba'abod rishaim rina is not to say that God is personally happy. Who eino sas aval achirim meisis? He makes the world happy in the loss of rishaim, because in logistical terms, it's a great thing for the world to get rid of these people. Dekanami in the pasuk tichtiv. Yasis, you'll notice that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, is going to be happy to do ra. So it says, Kasher sas Hashem alechem lehitiv etchem, kein yasis Hashem alechem lahavid etchem. How could that be? But you'll notice the difference. It doesn't say, kein yasus, that God will be happy. It's a strange change in grammar. Kasher sas, the way he was happy, kein yasis, he will make other people happy. Is that not very blatant? So that's the point, that who enosas, indeed, he himself isn't happy, but other people is mesis, as it says, yasis Hashem, velokativ yasus Hashem, shema mina. Now, when it says, vahazonot rachatsu, it says that the zonot, after they washed out, they took a hose and they hosed down the chariot of Achav, and his blood now drips into the water in Shomron, in Brechat Shomron. So it says that the dogs now licked from his blood, and the zonot washed in them. Now, what do you mean the zonot? Where did that come from, Bichlal? So what is the zonot? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, what it means is chezyonot. Limarek shtei chezyonot. There were zonot, indeed, in the sense of visions. Achat shel Michiyahu ve'achat shel Eliyahu. There were two Nevi'im that had said that this was going to happen to Achav. Immediately before he went into the battle of Ramot Gilad, Michiyahu says to him, Im shuv tashuv b'shalom lo diber Hashem. If you get back in one piece, then I'm telling you right now, God never spoke to me. And by Eliyahu, the O up front warns him, "B'makom asher lakakua kelavim et dam navot yelakakua kelavim your blood." So these are the. It doesn't mean that there were zonot, because there was never any reference to zonot before by him. Rava Amar, Rava says, "No, it really means zonot, but they weren't real. They weren't human zonot." The thing is like this: Achav just was very cold kind of guy. And his wife was a pretty hot woman, you know, and she wanted to turn him on. She couldn't get him turned on. And he was an ish mitzunan haya. So he was frigid. She was hot. So astalo izevel shteit surei zonot b'merkavto. So izevel had this great idea. Why send him Playboy magazine? Whenever he gets into his merkava, we'll have these two beautiful Venus statues right next to him. And as he bounces around, that should turn him on. So that was all washed down, so to speak, with the blood of Achav. So Achav was actually in other clothing. He was masquerading there, and he wasn't showing himself as the king. And they were only after Achav. So what happens is it says v'ish bashach bekeshet tumo. One of the soldiers just sort of practicing and shoots off around without aiming it. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk vayakeh. And he hits Achav right between the one place where the armor didn't cover him. It gets into him and he bleeds to death. So Rebbe Elazar says lefitumo. That's what it means. Litumo means lefitumo. That he was not aiming. He didn't know that that was Achav. Rava Amar, litumo means litameim. It means to complete and bring closure to the story of the Shtei Chezyonot. Achat shel Michiyahu ve'achat shel Eliyahu. K'tiv vayikra Achav el Avadyo asher al habayit What in the world is that doing in the middle of the story? He's calling Obadiah. He's telling Obadiah we should both go look for the place where we could find water. And in the middle of that story, he's talking, and all of a sudden we hear, Obadiah, Yare Hashem Ma'od. What might come across? Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Achav called Obadiah in for a little chat about how he's failing in his position. He says to him, you know, by Yaakov it says with Lavan, Nichashti ve'yavorcheni Hashem beglalecha. So Lavan understands it's the tzidkis of Yaakov that has brought him bracha. B'yosef kti v'yavorech Hashem et beit ha-mitzri beglal Yosef. I hired you to be our local tzaddik, and that was supposed to bring us all the rain, and things have been going downhill all the time. There must be something wrong with you. So Beta Dahu Gavra Lo Avi Mivrech. Now that man, referring to himself, never got any bracha. Maybe he hired the wrong guy, huh? Shema Lo Yare Elohim Ata. Maybe you're just a phony. I need to find myself another local tzaddik. Yatzta Batko Vamra Na Avadia Yare Ata Shemaot. Problem is not Ovadia, Mr. Acham. The problem is Beto Shel Achav Eino Mezuman Levracha. That's the problem. Omer Reb Abba, Gadol Shenemra BaOvadiahu Yoter Mima Shenemra BeAvraham. You'll notice by Abraham it doesn't say Ma'od. It says Yorei Elohim Ata. And by Ovadia it says Ma'od. Of course it doesn't mean, because over there Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to him, so you're Omri Miktzat Shvachor Shel Adam Bifanav. Over here it's not Bifanav. But Lamaisa, what is written more than what we find written by Avram Avinu. Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mibnei Mazachau Vadyahu Leneviut. Because normally a ger is not Rosh Tishra Alav Shechina. We'll see later on that he's a ger Adomi. Mibnei Shechabi Me'a Neviim B'mara. It's because of his chus of being Meshamesh and saving the Neviim that he was Zochah the Neviut. Shinema Vayi Bachrit Izevel. At Bilyei Hashem, Vaykach Ovadiyahu Me'a Neviim, Vayarbiyem Chamishim Ish B'Ma'ara. How come he split it up into Chamishim Ish? Marshal Chamishim Ish. Omar Rabbi Elazar, he must have learned this from Yaakov Avinu. She'ne'amar v'ayam achanei nishal leflaitar. Of course, that was Yaakov when he was about to meet Edom, Esav. So he, coming from Esav, figured this is the best way for him to protect the Neviim. So he learned it out of Yaakov. Rabbi Abo says, I like the way you find significance in every nonsensical prat. There was room for 50 guys. Now you already have a whole drush. Why was it 50 guys? And if it would have said 75 guys in one and 25 guys in the other, you would have found some other remnants, you know? Yeah. So, okay, so there's no significance in that. It's a Rambam, famous Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Wherever you have a detail where you would have asked the same question if the detail were otherwise, it's absurd to ask, so what's the meaning of that detail? Because whatever I'll say, you'll find some other meaning. So how is that meaningful? Right? So he says, anybody who tries to give drushes on why it's this and why it's that, right? You would have given another drush if instead of 10, it said 11. You know, so what's the point of your drushes? Your Chazon Ovadiah, once we're on the topic of Ovadiah, so why is it that Ovadiah is the one who speaks to Edom? Ko amar shem wakim le'edom. Maishno Ovadiah le'edom. Omer Rav Yitzchak amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavo Ovadiahu adar ben shnei rishayim velo lamad mimaaseihem. Here, he's living in the household of Achav, and he's Zevel, and he's a Yorei Hashem Ma'od, and let him be the one to come to prophesy the destruction of Esav HaRasha. V'yenabe al Esav HaRasha shedar ben shnei tzadikim v'lo lamad mimaaseihem. Here's a man who lived with Rivka and with Yitzchak, but he had to be a Rasha. Omer Ephraim Miksha'a, Talmidol shel Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir, the reason that Ovadiah prophesied against Edom is because Ovadiah was a ger Adomiyah. And that's what people say. Mineu be'aba, nizo be'narga. You know where they make the hatchet to cut down the forest? From a piece of wood in that forest. So Mamela, that's where it all starts. You gotta take, you take it from them, and that's the way that they're cut down. We find the same. Take a look at this. David HaMelech is the one that is like vicious against Moab, and he lays down the line, puts them all on the ground, machine guns half of them to death. I mean, what? Woof. Well, that's the same thing. He came from Moab, and I knew the Amri Inchim, and Neu Be'aba, Lezo Be'narga. Kiyata Revdimi Omar, there's another saying about this. Yarech mitocha misarachat, that if you have a piece of meat that starts to go bad, it's always much worse when there's a little piece of decay in the yarech itself that is going to decay. Gangrene's a lot worse than getting some type of infection from the outside. Now the whole thing is gonna turn dead. And may shavai kachet benoa b'chor asher yimloch tachtov. So here's the, speaking about Moab. So here's the melech of Moab takes his oldest son, the one who was supposed to be next in line to be king, and brings him up as a sacrifice on the wall. So Rav Shmuel Chanamar, he does this for Shem Shamayim. That would explain why it says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry and they had to be Yisumi Alav V'yashuv al-Aretz. They had to turn around to go back home. Apparently HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted this. And he was very angry at Yisrael. So if it's that he was so ma'amin b'Hashem that he felt that he needed to bring a kapora of his own Prince of Wales, so that it would explain it. But if you hold it, he was doing it l'avodah zarah. Why would Hashem be angry at Bnei Yisrael? On the contrary, this should be even magbir the siyata d'shmaya to Yisrael. So l'man yom l'shem avodah zarah mai vahi ketzef. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami k'tiv. On the one hand, it says, and you didn't do the Mishpatei Haguyim. And on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blames us exactly for the opposite. It says, Mishpatei lo asitem, ucha Mishpatei Haguyim asher svivotechem asitem. Well, which one is it? Means, you couldn't even be as good as the decent goyim around you. No. You have to find the absolute worst. That's what it's saying. You know, so you had a choice of being like the commies or being like the Americans. So you decided to follow the Russians. That's the time. If you're going to choose already goyim, so you need to create a socialist country. Come on. So, kimekukalim shebem asitan. I guess nobody here remembers the old May Day parades with the communist flag. You do remember. Unbelievable. Yeah. Vayis'u me'alav vayashuv la'aretz. So it says they had to, Klal Yisrael had to go back home. This is a continuation of the story of Mesha, of the Hakrova. So it says, vayis'u me'alav vayashuv la'aretz. It doesn't say they went back to their land. It says they said they were Yoshev al Aretz Kilu, not to Eretz Israel, Laretzam. Om Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Botasha Yodu Rishayhem Shel Yisrael to the ground, meaning Lemadrega Tachtona. They hit absolutely the lowest of the low. It doesn't say Laretzam. So what it means is to a matzav of to the ground, Shiflut, the lowest of the low. You can't sink any lower than that because now you hit bedrock. So why is that? Because this was the moment in which there was the ketzef of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came now to be gezer kenegdam because of what he had been ma'orer. He's a smart guy, Melech Moab. So no matter what approach you take, he had been ma'orer tremendous anger against Yisrael. Either to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the fact that Bnei Yisrael used to act that way, to take their children and be makriv them to Avodah Zarah, to pass them between the Eish to Avodah Zarah. He was ma'orer the whole memory of the terrible avodot that they would do in Gebin Hinnom, or to show that Goyim at least have some connection to God when they feel their betzora, and Yisrael doesn't. Asher sivivotechem, so we're darshening, the mikukalim shevehem is melach Moav, and they didn't do kimikukalim shevehem. Therefore, they were magia ad la'aretz instead of ad la'artzam, because this was ma'orer, the za'am kenegdam. By the way, once we're talking about that Ovadia was Yorei Hashem Ma'od, we contrasted that with plain Yorei Hashem, which was not Ma'od, points out Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa that there's also a step in between Ma'od and the non-Ma'od, and that's Ad Ma'od. Because we find by Avishaga Shunamit, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Vanara yafa ad ma'od, Omer Rav Chanina Bar Papa. That's ad ma'od, but that's not ma'od. By Sarah, it says ki yafa hi ma'od. So it's not so simple. There's yafa hi, and there's yafa ma'od. There's also someone who is yafa ad ma'od, which is not ad bechlal. You get right up to the ma'od, but that's still very, very far from perfection. So adayin lo igia lechatzi ofia shel Sarah. You're not even in the same class. It's only ad. Dechtiv ad ma'od, v'lo ma'od bichlal. Adren alach echad dinei mamonot. Then they took in those edim and they hayu bot kinotan b'sheva chakirot. V'yomar Rabbi Yochanan, shalosh me'ot mishalot shualim ayula l'Rabbi Meir ve'anu ein lano ela shalosh avot yochlu boser v'shineim banim tekena. Moznei tzedek avnei tzedek, and tzadik mitzora nechalatz, v'yavor ha-shat tachtav. Omer lei keisel Rabbi Gamliel, aleichem ganavu, d'tivai apel, Hashem lakim tadei ma'ala adam v'isha. Omer lei bartei, shavkei anamadran alei. Omer lei, tnu lei dukus echad. Omer lei, what happened? Omer lei, well, listim bo eleinu alei lanatum enu kiton shel kesev, v'nichu lanu kiton shel zahav. Omer lei, wow, l'vai sheyavu aleinu v'chol laila. No, that's exactly what I was saying. It negid vitnach. Amalei my high. Amalei ay. Ben echad yeshli bekarchei hayam. There he is studying in King's College. Yeshli gaguim alav. Beina demachvit leini alei. Amalei what? Miyadana echanino. Amalei diika bara lo yadata. Diika b'shmaya yadata. Amalei kavod amalei k'tiv monem mispar lakochavim. No, what's so great about that? Ana matzidon min mekochavit. Ayte chavushi yeshadinu barbila kamahadilu. Amalei no, maninu. Stand still for a minute. Will you come in? I'm like, oh, can I make a drama? I can make a drama. I'm like, money like a chavi. I'm like, aim like a kecha v'shinecha kami havi. Shari yalo pum nevika mani. I'm like, ay, diika b'pumich lo yadata. Diika b'rakia yadata. I'm like, of the rungam liyom nisha bara harim lo bara ruach. Shema kine yotzer harim uvorei ruach. Nu elam yataka b'yadam. Tichti va'ivra va'yitzer achenami mishu barazeh lo barazeh. You can even have a tefach al tefach yeshbo ba'adam v'shnei nekavim yeshbo. And clearly from the pasuk along your lines of diuk mishu barazeh lo barazeh shinema hanoteh ozen alo yishvam yotzer ayin alo yabit. Omalei, that's exactly what I hold. Omalei, I thought so. U'bishat mita kula nitpaisu. An amazing job. Omalei, ahuam gushel ha'meimar mipalgecha le'iloi. You belong to Hormiz, and Mipalgacho Mitato, you belong to Hurman. Omalim came, wow, Hechi Shavakli Hormiz Lurman La Buri Mayabari. Omalim Kesu Rebbe Tanchum. Tola Havi Kula Amal Chad. Omar, absolutely. Ananda Mahalinan, Lometzinam Avikavatayachu, but you could always be Mahalit of Avikavatan. Omalim, smart alecky answer. Shapikarmet, Biokodazaki Lamaka Lashir Labivar. Shadiola bivar v'lo achlu. Okay, let's try you out. Must be a heck of a lot of shchina, Zika. So he says to him, What's the problem? Rabbi Elazar, Rami, Ktiv Tovashem Lakol, Ktiv Tovashem Lakovab, Mashal Adam Sheshlo Pardes, Kishu Mashke Mashket Kulo, Bar Kishu Oder, Inu Oder Latov, Im Shebehem. Lefichach Kol Achad V'Achad, Im Nevim Tomar, Mar Lano, Lachuv B'damo Shal Zeh, Talmud Lomar Ba'abodu She'im Rina, Vayavor HaRina B'machanam Rebacha B'Rabbi Chanina, that Rina is a reference to Ba'abodu She'im Rina, ועבוד אחאב בן עומרי רינאו, מיחדי קודשי בריך ומטלתן של רשעים, ויחתי בצאת לפני החלוץ ואומרים, הודו להשם כי לעולם חסדו. ואמר רבי יונתן מפני מה לא נאמר בהודעה זו כי טוב, לפי שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא שמח במבלתן של רשעים, דאמר רב שמואל בר נחמן אומר רבי יונתן מלך לי ולא קרא בזה על זה כל הלילה, באותה שעה ביקשו מלאכי השרת, תעשה זה אל זה, לומר שירה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא, מעשה ידי טובים בים ואתם אומרים שירה לפניי, אומר רבי יוסף רבי חנינא, הוא אינו שש, אבל אחרים מסיס, דקנא מלכתיב יסיס, לא כתיב יסוס, שמע מינא. Vazonot rachatzu amre be'alazon lemarek shtei chezionot is what it means. Achat shel Michiyahu ve'achat shel Eliyahu. B'Michiyahu k'tiv im shuv tashuv b'shalom lo diber Hashem bi. B'Eliyahu k'tiv b'mkom asher lakaku haklavim medam navot. Rov amar zonot mamash achav no ish metzunan haya. Asta lo yizevo shtei tzurei zonot b'merkavto kedei shiyireh otam v'yitchamem. ואיש משך בקשת לתומו והיה קרב אל עזר, אומר לפי תומו, מינס לפי תומו. רוב אמר, נאה, מינס לתמם שתי חזיונות, אחת של מחיהו ואחת של אליהו. כתיבה יקרא אחיו אל עבדיהו אשר לבית ועבדיהו היה ירא השם מאוד. מה יקום הקרא? אומר רבי יצחק, עקב, obviously told him, ביעקב כתיב ניחשתי ויבורכני השם בגלל יחסז לבן. ביוסף כתיב יבורך השם את בית המצרי בגלל יוסף. And Beit Dahu Gavra, lo having mivrach, aha, Shema lo yore Elohim ata, yatzta bat kovi amra ovad, ya yore at Hashem ha'od, ava beito shalacha v'inu mezuman levracha. Om Rebaba Gado, shenem Rebaba Vadyo, yotarim ha'shenem Rebaba Avram, dilu Avram lo k'tib ma'od, uba Vadyo k'tib ma'od, om Rebbe Yitzchak, mipnei mazacha ovad yal nereviyut, mipnei shechavim ea neviyim b'mara, shenem Rebaba yibachriti zevelatim yei Hashem, ויקח עובדיהו מאה נביאים ויחביהם 50 איש במערה. מה יש לה 50 איש? אומר רבי אלעזר מיעקב למד. שנאמר והיה המחנה הנשאר לפליטה. רבי אבוהו אומר לפי שאין מערה מחזקת יותר מ-50. חזון עובדיהו. כה אמר השם אלוקים לאדום. מה ישנו עובדיהו לאדום? אומר רבי יצחק, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא יבוא עובדיהו הדר בין שני רשעים ולא למד ממעשיהם. וינבא עלי ספר רשע שדר בין שני צדיקים ולא למד ממעשיהם. Omer Ephraim Mashkal, Amido Rabbi Meir, Mishum Rabbi Meir. It's because Ovadia was a Gera Domiaya. Vahinu de Amrinchim, Ineu be Abba, Nezel be Narga. Vayakat Moava, Yamadadim Bechevalash, Kevotamar, Tamar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, That's because David was from Moab, and Haidu Damrinchi, Mineu Ve'ava, Lezo Ben Arga, Kiyat Ravdimi Omer, Yorech Mitocham Sarachat, Vaikachet Beno Abachor Hashim, Loch Tachtava Yale Ola Lachama, Rav Shmuel Chanam El Hashem Shamayim, Vachanam El Hashem Avodazara, so Bishlam El Amani Yom El Hashem Shamayim, and Ustiv, Vaiketzev Gadol Yisrael, El Amani Yom El Hashem Avodazara, Mai Vaya Ketzev, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi Rami. Chtiv, Uchemishpate Agoyim Asher Sivivotechem Lo Asitem. Uchtiv, Uchemishpate Agoyim Asher Sivivotechem Asitem. Kemetukanim Shebehem Lo Asitem. Kemekukalim Shebehem, like this guy who was Makriv Benot Avodazara Asitem. Vayisru me'ala vayashuv ala aret. Tzom Rebbe Chanina Barpapa, Bota sha'ah, Yordu Rishayim Shayisrael Madriga Tachtona la aret. V'anara yafad ma'od, Tzom Rebbe Chanina Barpapa, Dain lo yigil ha'chetzi yofya shal sara. Yuchtiv ad ma'od, v'lo ma'od bichlal.